This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Studio.
I don't think I said in the studio.
You did,
Oh, okay. Mark, where are you tonight?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. All right. Very nice.
I got to see some monkeys today.
Oh, my goodness.
A country that has no military, but yet they're not being invaded by China. What do you know?
Wow. Well, were they wild monkeys or like in a zoo?
Wild monkeys.
Wow. That's so cool.
Were you going to say something else about the military?
You know, I think that the difference between police and military is beginning to vanish over time, right? Costa Rica doesn't have a military, but they do have a police force.
Okay.
And most of the military used in, say, Guatemala is being used for situations where they don't have enough police to deploy in a given circumstance. So Guatemala knows it isn't going to get invaded, and that if it did get invaded by, say, Mexico, there's nothing it could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why have people die in the process? I think that most Central American countries, the difference between their military and their police is slim.
Okay, but if we were to look at a similarly sized nation to Costa Rica as far as population and look at the number of police in Costa Rica and then look at the similarly sized nation, whatever that would be, and the number of police there and then add to that the number of military, would it be a larger number in the other nation than it is in Costa Rica?
I don't have an answer for you on that. I haven't done the research, but last I heard, Costa Rica had 6 million people in it, which is pretty darn small. It's like four times the size of New Hampshire.
Do they have, is it like Mexico where they've got the federal police riding around in pickup trucks with machine guns, or is it a little less in your face?
It's a little less in your face. Yeah, they just have, they just have cop cars.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. We were talking about independence, and, of course, Independence Day. We're here on Independence Eve. We got Chris on the line. He's listening to us on Odyssey, which is a video streaming platform you can access over at watch.freetalklive.com. Chris, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
I just I wanted to talk about the Proud Boys and the leader, Gavin McInnes.
LRN.FM.
Broadcast radio, so we're just going to dump your call.
I'm pretty sure he's like bisexual, so who cares?
Okay, yeah,
he's
whether
married.
That happened or not, I don't know, but you can't say it on broadcast radio. And
I don't
asked
even
him
know.
Specifically not to be unradio friendly.
Well, he's a loser. So.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I don't even think that Gavin McInnes is still the leader. That's like old.
Yeah, I think he was like a founder of them or something, but may not be involved with them currently.
Like,
I don't know.
I just hate these subjects with these stupid fake Fed groups, because it's like it brings up people like him who just want, I know so about that Gavin McInnes, Nazis. It's just like, oh my God, scraping the bottom of the barrel of like American politics discourse.
I think Bonnie, you had said in the last hour you wanted to respond to something Ricky said. I made a note.
It's like it's barely even interesting now. It would have been something to say when he was talking about it, but he didn't let anyone comment. He asked to get out a monologue before anyone else can comment.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, I never knew that they were given the option, Puerto Rico was given the option to become a state or become a commonwealth. Like, I had heard about this ever since, well, a very long time.
No, I don't know
time.
If it was become a state or become a commonwealth.
No, he said that. Become a state,
the way that it was,
or none. I just never heard that that was one of the options.
Well, Ricky's got an axe, right? And that axe is called a commonwealth.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't really listen to what he says through a lens of sanity and come out with what you're expecting. So it is true that not too long ago, Puerto Rico had a vote as to how they wanted to relate to the United States, and
yeah,
one of the options would be in the state.
Multiple times in my life.
Right. And it's going to keep coming out the way that it comes out. What's right about being a territory is a whole bunch of aid. Lots of money for your politicians and new government buildings and roads and all that stuff. Just money flows in all over the place. And you don't have any of the rules that come with being a state. So Puerto Rico can put whatever discounts it wants on the federal government's income tax. If I got to put together a territory, I'd make it a U.S. territory. If I was going to put together any kind of nation or whatever, I'd make it a U.S. territory because the benefits are worth it. Puerto Rico specifically suffers from the Jones Act, mm-hmm. and the Jones Act should be repealed.
Can you explain what that does?
I wish I could. The Jones Act effectively makes it so that Puerto Rico can only receive shipping from the U.S. Everything that goes
in
must
pass. I know why. It's really stupid. It's because a ship cannot leave a United States bay and drive to another United States bay. It has to.
Okay, I believe it's an international ship that cannot do this. It has
okay,
to
so
be
an American
a U.S. flag flying, you know, registered in the U.S.
Right.
ship.
And they don't do that much because
there just aren't as many. It was actually the Jones Act that put a bunch of U.S. ships out of business. There's an interesting John Stossel report about the Jones Act and how ridiculous and counterproductive it has been. But ultimately, it hurts these islands especially. It also hurts people in the United States as well, because if you want to get some, you know, you want to get oil or whatever it was. I think somebody gave this example, actually. It was a hurricane. It affected Puerto Rico directly in this particular case. Puerto Rico got slammed by a hurricane. Their gas companies were, you know, demolished in a lot of ways, and they needed gas immediately. And there was like an oil tanker or whatever, or a gas tanker or whatever it was, off the coast of Puerto Rico that could have helped.
Well, didn't Trump allow it? I thought that he allowed it, but he didn't repeal the Jones Act. It's like, I can see why this is a crappy idea right now, but I'm just not going to actually
My understanding
fix it.
Is whether he allowed it or not, it could not help immediately because of the Jones Act, because the tanker was not registered to the United States, and so therefore it couldn't do anything to help out the people of Puerto Rico legally. And where you actually spent some time, Mark, in Saipan over in the U.S. Marianas, my understanding is the Saipan or the Marianas actually has an exemption from the Jones Act, meaning that...
Saipan is interesting because it wasn't a spoil of war like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and Cuba and Philippines and all these other things that the U.S. got from the Spanish-American War. Saipan wrote a contract up, and the U.S. and actually U.S. wrote it up. Saipan signed a contract with the U.S. and they don't have to do several of the things that the other territories have to do because they negotiated themselves into a territory. And that's why I say it's superior to be a territory. The Jones Act needs to go away.
Isn't Puerto Rico a territory?
Puerto Rico is a territory, but it's under the Jones Act because it's a spoil of war.
Right.
And in fact, all the complaining that goes on from Puerto Rico is really kind of silly. What it should be doing is pushing against the Jones Act instead of pushing against being for a state or being against a state or being independent or any of these things.
I thought
the number one thing that would...
My impression was that most Puerto Ricans don't want to be a state. Like when I was
to apparently join, according to Wikipedia.
They have officially joined? There's going to be 51 states?
No, they would have to be allowed to join. This is a referendum. It was held November 3rd, 2020 at their general election. It was the sixth referendum, according to Wikipedia, on the status of Puerto Rico. The previous one was 2017. It was the first referendum with a simple yes or no question, with voters having the option of voting for or against becoming a U.S. state. and the referendum was non-binding, as the power to grant statehood lies with U.S. Congress. But in this case, it was 52%, just over 52% that voted yes to be admitted into the Union as a state.
Wow.
Which would be a perfect time for New Hampshire to leave, because then we could just keep 50 stars. They can have their 50-star flag, so maybe we could do a little swap.
Wow. In 2009, there was a vote, if not 2010, but I was in seventh grade, and I had some Puerto Rican friends, and I was like, oh, did you hear that Puerto Rico might become a state? And they were like, my parents really do not want that to happen. My family does not want that to happen. I was like, what? Just because at the time I was like, why wouldn't you want to join America, the best country ever?
Right. And it makes perfectly good sense until you realize that being a state is a raw deal compared to being a territory.
Right. Especially if you can get Jones Act exemption, because in Saipan, what effectively that means for them is they can get products from anywhere in the world. Anywhere who's willing to ship to Saipan, there's no restriction. And that, I imagine, helps to keep the cost of living on an island in the middle of BF nowhere down as low as possible. It's always more expensive to live out on an island, right? But if you can at least get shipments from anywhere in the world, you've got open market competition, at least in that area. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, what I found on Saipan is that some things were a little cheaper. For instance, some fruits were less expensive. Some things were way more expensive, and some things were just sort of ordinary U.S. and most things were just sort of ordinary U.S. prices. Mm-hmm. Like getting a gallon of milk could be $10. Uh-huh. You know, I mean,
that's what we're paying for raw milk here right now.
No, it's like $7.
Drink
that's a half
milk.
Wait, what? You're against raw milk?
No, I'm against. I just don't drink milk.
Why? I can't tell if we lost
you.
Oh shoot!
What did you say, Mark?
I don't. I just don't drink milk.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
it's just not your thing.
It's not. I'm not against it. I don't hate it. I just don't sit down with a glass of milk and do it. If somebody gave me a big old peanut butter
cookie or something, we're missing it. What
we are getting
parts
some packets dropping here.
Yes,
hold that thought there, Mark. It's not working out right now. Just hold that thought. Yeah, we'll come back to you here in just a moment.
Peanut butter cookie. Yeah, I have to drink milk every day because I drink coffee every single day, and I have never even tried black coffee, I don't think. And okay, don't want to.
So we were in the first hour of the show talking about independence. It is Independence Eve, and I was beginning to describe the new survey, the new poll that had been done here in New Hampshire this year. We did one last year. When I say we, it was the Foundation of New Hampshire Independence, of which I'm not officially a part, but I certainly support them. They had a very generous donor give a lot of money to them to hire a polling firm, which is called Survey USA, to do a poll in 8 different states. Now, this poll at Survey USA was very detailed. It was, I believe, 27 questions, so pretty lengthy. All of them were related to, like, how people feel about the federal government, and it turns out the majority of people in New Hampshire are not a big fan of the federal government, but that doesn't mean they're ready to leave it.
We can just change it.
yeah, I don't know if that's what they actually believe, but there's a lot of really interesting questions, and I did blog about it last summer over at nhexit.us, so if you want to dig into the Survey USA poll, you can certainly do that. The thing that we did differently this year, nhexit.us actually hired the survey or the polling firm. In this case, it was University of New Hampshire's Survey Center. Now, this is an organization that is well respected here in New Hampshire as far as polling is concerned. They do a poll every month. They call it the Granite State Poll, and usually they're asking roughly 900 to 1,000 people in New Hampshire different political-related questions. So, you know, in a political year like this one, or presidential primaries are going on, they're asking questions about the primary. They ask some questions about marijuana legalization. So they just pick different issues that are kind of hot at the moment, and they'll ask those questions. Well, as it turns out, you can also pay them a few thousand dollars, and they'll go ahead and ask your questions too, as long as they agree. They're not going to just take your questions the way you necessarily want them to ask, and they will give you their input on how the questions should be asked. Yeah, they'll kind of construct the questions in the way they think it would be the most, you know, scientific or fair to ask the questions. So we did have some changes to some of the questions. We only hired them to do four questions.
But not in like a biased bad way or anything,
I don't feel
right?
like it was biased,
what
no.
You're saying?
No, they thought it was an improvement on the questions. So we took some of the questions from, we took three questions from the previous survey, what I considered to be the most relevant questions from the previous survey, and we essentially re-asked those, although they were somewhatly worded differently. And then there was a new question about awareness of the previous year's constitutional amendment process that was potentially going to ask the people of New Hampshire on a ballot whether or not they wanted to secede peacefully from the United States. And as it turns out, the majority of people in New Hampshire, or actually about half, 50% of people in New Hampshire, had heard absolutely nothing about the proposed constitutional amendment. 21% said they'd heard not very much. 23% said some, and 5% said a lot. So half had heard something, although 21% not much. And then of the remainder, 28% heard either a lot or some about it. And so there wasn't a whole lot of penetration into the news media about that particular issue last year, and so it's not surprising.
I mean,
surprising.
There was. It's just there wasn't a lot of people. I mean, like, it's not like 100% of people will read the news.
Well, that's true, but there really wasn't that much coverage. I mean, we really didn't get a whole lot of news about it, because I don't think it was taken seriously. It was kind of looked at as a kooky thing.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that there was a lot of write-ups, just everything about the CACR 32 bill, but there was lots of, like, references to it attacking Matt Santanastasso and attacking
Mike Scalia. Oh, yeah, the political people were aware of it. So, in fact, as it turns out...
Yeah, but it was in articles that the average people could read. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
some of it was. I mean, it wasn't by no means was it a focus or anything like that. It really wasn't taken very seriously. But when you actually broke it down, you broke down the question of who had heard of.
And that wasn't me saying that it was taken seriously.
Sure, it just didn't get a lot of coverage. That's all. It was the political types that were more well aware of it. In fact, the liberals were a little bit more on the ball when it came to this particular thing.
Wasn't there a whole episode about it in the NBC documentary?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the benefits. No, that came out this year.
Yeah, before this poll was taken.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No doubt about that. But this poll was asking people about whether they were aware of it last year. So there turns out that there were people in the North Country were far more likely to have been aware of it.
The question asked, were you aware of this in 2021?
No, it would be 2022. In March of 2022, the New Hampshire House of Representatives rejected a proposed constitutional amendment calling for New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the United States and to govern itself as a separate country. How much do you recall hearing about this?
Okay, but that could mean how much do you recall ever hearing about this?
It could. Either way, it wasn't very many. So that was the one new question. The sort of retreads that we went through again, because you want to see, you know, are you growing in popularity and awareness on an issue or not? And of course, it's good to take different. I thought it was a good idea to bring a different polling firm in here and just see what kind of results they got compared to the other one. And again, Granite State Poll is pretty well respected here inside New Hampshire. Unfortunately, I don't think any mainstream media picked up this story. I was hoping that having UNH, the University of New Hampshire, actually conduct the survey would result in some mainstream media picking up the news, and I didn't hear anything. So I don't think we got any media out of this, which is basically what happened last year. There was,
that's not really as exciting news. I mean, like, it's exciting to me, but I can't really.
If it was one out of three, it might be more likely to get it, or if it was one out of two, it might be more likely. But either way, they're kind of trying to ignore this issue, and that's why we need to keep pushing it as much as we possibly can. So
earlier I had said that one state didn't want to join the union. It was actually
the original the original 13?
Yeah, it was actually three. My mom is the one that had told me this. I asked her if she can recall. It's a Thomas Woods book, Tom Woods.
Wasn't Rhode Island one of them?
Yes, and that's the one when I started Googling, I thought it might be Rhode Island, but the internet doesn't just straight up come out and say it. Tom Woods has all kinds of really interesting sources to learn about history that you can't easily get to because he went to Harvard. And so he wrote this book called The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, and my mom has it all highlighted and marked up, and yeah, it was Virginia, New York, and Rhode Island originally wouldn't sign unless they had they were assured that they would be able to get out.
It's good to know. I was not aware of that. So the UNH survey that happened this year had 1,105 respondents, which was 76% more than the Survey USA sample. So we had a much larger sample size, which is always a good thing for a scientific survey. But again, the results were down across the board. The most positive result this time out was that 28% in New Hampshire who said they would definitely not or probably not want New Hampshire to join the Union if we already weren't part of the United States, which is a really kind of an interesting question to ask. It puts people into the position of trying to imagine a world in which we weren't part of the Union, right? To use their imagination on what that might be like.
Yep.
And then knowing what you know about the federal government and how it behaves now, would you want to join them?
Yep, very unique, interesting to see how people respond to that as opposed to would you want to leave? Because it's right. It puts them in a totally different state of mind. They're less defensive, what if we get in a war or whatever? Because there wouldn't be a war if you chose not to. I mean, I don't think
there's no
war
to join, right?
Yeah.
57% said definitely or probably. So still a majority of people in New Hampshire would be willing to join the United States today. By no means good, but not an overwhelming majority. About 15% said they didn't know or they weren't sure. And again, 28% saying that definitely or probably not. They would not want to join the United States. And let's see, what else do I need to know?
Ladies and gentlemen, members of America, do you want to be partially responsible for torture of prisoners in other countries? Or do you not? Do you not want to have that partial responsibility from,
Plenty of Americans, the answer to that is yes.
That they do want to be responsible for torture?
Yeah.
They don't mind it at all.
Yeah, I know that's definitely the case. There are lots of psychopathic, or at least secondarily psychopathic, freaks out there that think it's fine to kill as long as it's for America, for my family,
Last year, the language was a little more explicit on this question. Another question. So asking people if they're ready to peacefully secede from the United States, it didn't go as well this year, and the question did change significantly from last year. So last year's was, I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country, which last year found 29% strongly or somewhat agreeing. This year's question was more explicit, saying, quote, would you support or oppose New Hampshire peacefully seceding from the United States and governing itself as a separate country, to which only 16% strongly or somewhat supported. So about one out of six people in New Hampshire supporting what is a pretty strong statement. Right, that we should secede peacefully from the U.S. and govern ourselves as a separate country. And we're going to continue here in moments. The number, but again, that's about half of last year's question, which wasn't quite the same question. But simply, more coming up here, you can share your thoughts on independence on Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Travelers are still dealing with headaches and long lines at airports during this 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reporting over 1,800 flights have been delayed so far today. Newark Liberty, JFK International, and Houston Bush Intercontinental Airport are experiencing the most delays as of earlier today. Following a weekend mass shooting at a block party, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott claims the city is gearing up to keep residents safe on July 4th.
We are gearing up every resource at our disposal, from BPD, Monsey, the mayor's office of neighborhoods, and all of our community engagement partners as we work to ensure that we have a safe 4th of July as always.
The block party shooting left two people dead and several dozen wounded. Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join the show. You can. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking a little bit about independence here tonight. Also discussing the idea, we had somebody call in about Puerto Rico, and that led to a discussion about sort of alternative statuses underneath the United States government, such as territory, which has a bit of a range as far as places that were dominated and taken over by force by the United States.
What do you mean by range?
So there's, like Mark was saying, there's the sort of the range of you've been dominated and taken over by force versus you joined through a negotiated agreement, like the islands out where Saipan is, which is the capital of the Marianas Islands, that had an agreement to join the United States as a territory, and they got a better deal than Puerto Rico did. So we can talk about those things, and again, it is Independence Eve. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark here with you tonight. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but I also want to let you know that Free Talk Live was brought to you this hour by Dash, and Dash is digital cash. It's a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Last year, Dash launched a killer app that allows you to spend your Dash at over 150,000 locations across the United States. We're talking about major retailers, big brands that you are familiar with, stores you probably already go to. The difference here is you actually get a discount for paying in Dash. So you finally have a reason to actually spend your cryptocurrency. The app is called Dash Direct, and it is available on your Apple or Android App Store. And from what I understand, it works very, very well. I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency under my bail condition, so I've sadly never been able to try Dash Direct, but our co-host, Captain Kickass, uses it all the time, and he was a big user of Dash Direct prior to Dash becoming a sponsor, so, like, he's the real deal. Like, he was using this because it was useful, not because they're a sponsor of the show, right? Like, he is using Dash Direct because you get a discount to spend Dash, which is a great reason to choose spending crypto instead of spending dollars. So they've really done the right thing with giving people an incentive to spend their Dash. And each business, by the way, has different discount levels. So they range from less than 1% to 4 to 6% to some of them as high as 7 to 9%. Just depends on the business and the discount they want to offer. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org. To learn about Dash, that is Dash.org. Let's go to the phones here. Mark is listening on the radio to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Mark. Mark in Georgia, are you with us?
Oh, that's Tennessee.
He was, well, he's listening in Georgia. It's they've got a pretty big signal, so it's pretty easy for people in, like, North Georgia to hear the Chattanooga station. Anyway, Mark, not sure what happened to you there. We'll put you back on hold and maybe try you back in a little bit. Meanwhile, we tried Johnny in New York. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live watching us on Odyssey at watch.freetalklive.com.
Hello, can you hear me?
You're on the air, Johnny. Go ahead.
So I want to talk about the police. Also, nice dog, by the way, earlier.
Very Thank you. Dog. Yeah, his name is Coconut. He's our studio dog. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'm from New York, and I want to talk about the police. Like, you know, some cops are bad and stuff, and, you know, especially in New York with the NYPD, like, the corruption and stuff. But, like, what would be the alternative? Like, if we abolish...
LRN.FM. Yes, radio, so we're going to hit the dump button there.
He's just a stupid troll. He called in last night just
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy that said, you know, the Beavis and Butthead sound. Yeah. It's so stupid.
Yeah, every now and then.
It's always a giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah, every now and then the teenagers in some chat room or whatever will find out about Free Talk Live, and they'll call in with just the dumbest crank calls
and
in the
so
world.
It's so stupid because, first of all, like, it's not even, like, they said anything funny. And second of all, they will not get on the radio.
Yeah,
you're not going to hear this on the radio.
No, didn't make it, bro.
And it's like, I just don't see how you get entertainment from that.
Well, you've never been a teenage boy.
they get some kind of entertainment out of it. I think it's worth, you know, addressing the question to some extent, though. In the absence of...
Can you restate the question without the profanity so our listeners know what the question was?
Yeah, in the absence of a government monopoly on policing, we would probably have local communities hiring private security in order to, you know, handle whatever the issue is. Mm-hmm. And then they would be, I know this, hold on, this is the big kicker, would be responsible for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to lean on a man's throat for 5 minutes until he dies without consequences. They wouldn't be able to do any variety of things that an average person couldn't do. And this is important, ladies and gentlemen, because badges don't grant you extra rights. A badge, like, I can only give you the rights that I have. You can act as an agent for me. And that's true for anybody else, too. You can act as an agent for 100 different people.
Mm-hmm.
But those 100 people don't have more rights than the one person you're arresting.
That's a great way to put it.
Your actions are completely you're completely responsible for those actions inside of whatever you do in a given day. So, you know, if a cop does something wrong, he should be held responsible for it. And in the history of this nation, it's only relatively new that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Supreme Court ruling, I think, from the 60s or something that's created qualified immunity.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You can't hire someone, even hire them as a representative to the United States or hire them as a cop, and somehow, magically, because there's a middleman, you get to give them the right to harm people when no one had the right before Nobody has...
Not if all of us are created equal. You certainly don't have a right to harm someone.
It's, and the other thing about a right, what is a right? I think that doesn't get defined enough. A right is any action that can, you can possibly think of. You could think of them for days. You could spend time, lots of time thinking of this. Any action that you do with your body or your voice that doesn't harm anyone else. That's a right. And it,
whatever
I just
hurts
think
their
that,
feelings.
Still your right to say it.
Why?
It's their right to walk
what
away
if, what
from
if,
you.
What if it really hurts their feelings?
Hurting your feelings is one thing, but if you're saying threatening someone, I
that's
don't
not
think...
what I'm saying. I'm just saying it hurts their feelings.
Yeah,
they say, you hurt my feelings.
It's still your right to say something that hurts someone's feelings because it's their right to block you if it's like Twitter or walk away from you.
I think the answer there is that they're in control. They are responsible for their feelings. Whether they want to admit that they control them or not is another question.
A lot of people are not on that level yet.
Yeah, no, they're not. But, it, I mean, the old, what was it? I don't know if it was Pee Wee Herman or whoever that said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? So, like, that's an old children saying for a reason, because if your feelings are hurt, it's because you decided to be hurt. You decided to feel hurt by what somebody else said.
I don't know who originally said this, but Carla Garrick has quoted it a lot.
She's the Free State Project ex-president.
She has said a lot that she was inspired by a quote she heard, I don't know from who, that goes, there are no annoying people. And, and a lot of the times when I say, ugh, he's so annoying about someone, that quote just pops in my head, and I was like, and I'm like, ugh, I just know it's true. There aren't, quote, annoying people. There's just you reacting that you are annoyed by them, and you can choose not to. And it takes work to try not to be annoyed by someone, but you can do it. I just decided to stop being annoyed by this pretty talkative, not very, let's just say, somebody who would be pretty commonly considered annoying by most people, woman that I worked with. I was just like getting so worked up about how much she annoyed me every day and had to deal with her every day. And one day I just thought, all I can do is choose not to be annoyed by her. So I would just say, I'm not annoyed by her in my own head or whatever. And I would start to say, like, I like her. And it was like a couple days, I just started to really like her. Then we started to actually become friends, and now I really love that woman.
Such a cool story. Let's continue here. I think we may actually have Mark back in Georgia. Mark, are you with us now?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Listening in Chattanooga.
That last guy was out of hand, buddy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, we dumped his call, so he never made it to the radio. You heard him because you were on hold, but that never made it to the radio.
Yeah, that was horrible, man. But what I wanted to talk about was gun control, you know?
Yes.
They're talking about all these bans and stuff. How are they going to ban me going to the Home Depot and buying some stuff to make a gun, you know?
They're never going to ban that. They can't possibly, right? In fact, there were people who, you've heard of the gun buybacks where they'll pay like $200 for anybody turning in a gun. The real smart guys will go to Home Depot and buy, you know, all the piping or whatever necessary to just screw a quick cheap gun
together.
Yeah, like a $15 or $20 gun, and then take it to the gun buyback and get a check for $200.
It's crazy.
I might do that, buddy.
Yeah.
But like the real thing, they're banning. They're talking about banning all of these when they should be banning the real problems. You know.
What's that, the government? Can we just ban the government? Because I think that would solve a lot of problems.
No, buddy. Black.
LRN.FM.
You really have to hit the dump button on that, but I'm just going to do it anyway, because why not?
Yeah, it's like, just, don't give him the satisfaction of making it to the radio. Yeah. I could totally tell that he was a troll from the beginning because he was like, that last guy in his fake accent.
Well, he was smart enough to try to claim that he was calling from an actual radio station. Most of them aren't that smart. But we also have caller ID, and he was calling us from Toronto. He had a Toronto phone number. So I didn't really believe him for a moment that he was in Georgia.
Oh.
I mean, maybe he could be from Toronto living in Georgia, but given that we're being in...
It was obvious.
Deluged. Yeah, we're being deluged with fake callers here tonight. Anyway, going on, the number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Skeeter in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Skeeter.
I wish he was a fake caller.
Yeah.
He's real. Go ahead, Skeeter. At least you're real. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I originally had like 3 points I wanted to get up, but now I like listening to you more, like being forced to listen to you on hold. I have like five.
Okay.
I thought Bonnie was talking about me for a second when she was talking about
I don't know if we're going to get to all five, so why don't you pick the most important one and start with that.
Okay, I can get them all five out quickly. Bonnie.
No,
you can't, because we got to respond to them, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's not the way we do this.
They'll be really fast where you can, you know, just process and respond. So, Bonnie, first off, with the rights, you know you have to exclude children with that. Number two.
Okay, no, because now we do this.
We're going to talk about number one here. When you say you have to exclude children, what do you mean?
Like you said, you guys can parent can intervene even against child wishes, right? You guys admitted this. I mean, at least Ian did.
It's not that I admitted that you're right. It's that I have the common sense to know that children are not fully, not everyone magically becomes not a child at 18, but mm-hmm. if we're talking about, like, I would say pretty universally everyone below 10 years old is not able to make most decisions by themselves, and it's not that I'm excluding children from having rights to do things that don't harm people. It's just that sometimes a child doesn't know that if they run out into the road, they mm-hmm. will get hit by a car and die. They just think, shut up for a second, I'm talking. They will just think, I want to run. So you're not harming them by stopping them from running. You just have to put them in a place where they can run freely without getting hurt.
I want to hear Mark weigh in on this one, because he actually has a child.
Yeah, what I would say regarding that is there was a police officer recently that jailed his son for pooping his pants.
I think they talked about this last night on the show.
It was a brief jailing, but it's a fascinating thing that we're saying here. Is it true that children don't have the same rights as adults? Yeah. Are we training them so that they do? I think that's true too. I think it's an interesting adversarial relationship that Skeeter has created for himself with Free Talk Live, because I don't necessarily disagree with him, but I sure feel like I do.
Go ahead, Skeeter, with point number two.
Okay, I want to address it, but I'll let that go. We'll discuss that another time. Number two, I think what Mark said about, like, you know, private police, whatever, I think in a non-democratic market, that's kind of what I want to call a free market, what you guys call a free market. I think that the basis of a justice system starts with a reputation system. There are scary consequences to that, too, like no privacy. Number three, let's see.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, when you say a reputation system, no privacy, yeah. I mean, can you expound on that a little bit more? Like, what are you talking about?
Information is cheap, so this is where your justice system will start. It will be somewhat like, you know, imagine like a crypto Wikipedia. I'm just envisioning where everybody can input any information that's non-deletable. It's a little complex. I mean, I think we should let this go for a second.
Don't bring something up if you don't want to talk about it on the radio, okay?
I think that it's so let's like take a look for a second at credit card companies. Do credit card companies treat everybody the same? And the answer is, do credit card companies treat everybody the same?
Yeah. Credit.
They don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. They absolutely don't treat everybody the same because people don't deserve to be treated the same.
Yeah.
There are people who do not deserve one penny from you because they will steal it given any opportunity. And, I think that in many cases, Americans really are not prepared for a world where an organization doesn't, like a government doesn't treat them the same as their neighbor. But they don't deserve to be treated the same as their neighbor. They may deserve to be treated better. They may deserve to be treated worse, but they don't deserve to be treated the same.
Are you saying, if we lived in a world more based on reputation, some people would get treated better than others and people aren't ready for that?
I also think that the reputation system would be twisted by whomever is out there. For instance, I have applied for a credit card through Bank of America, and because of you know, some past business with the Shire Free Church, I can't get it.
Wow.
But I can get the best credit card in America, right?
Yeah,
but I can't get a crappy old Bank of America card.
Yeah, but right now it's like it's not really apples and oranges to compare the way things are now with the banking system to, like, a, you know, a world that we're talking about where the government doesn't have so much sway. I just don't think that, like, if you didn't want to, if Bank of America, if the biggest America, I mean, sorry, the biggest bank was just willy-nilly not accepting people, people would be like, okay, screw you, I'm going to go over here. But right now, they all work together to hold people like the Shire Free Church in positions where they're unable to bank.
I think that there will be unfairness and that there will be no recourse. But there currently is, you know.
What?
He's talking about in a future, in this free market future, that there will be unfairness and no recourse. The recourse in a free market is to take market actions and to, you know, spread the word about businesses that are treating people poorly and get people to use their buying power to not do business with those people. That's the recourse.
If we're talking, I think he's trying to talk.
Go ahead, Skeeter. What now?
But if you can kind of imagine, imagine a free market version of like that Chinese social credit score. Unfortunately, that's
there would be no free market version of that, because that is a monopolistic system enforced by gunpoint by a government.
Okay, yeah, that the Chinese one is right now, but I think what Skeeter's saying is there could be a privatized one where people want to get high ratings, so they want to agree to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that absolutely could be the case, you know, and if that's the case, then that's fine, because at least then it's voluntary to participate in
that. And there could be multiple companies doing this. If someone finds out that this one company doing it is unfairly, you know, rating Mexicans low because they don't like Mexicans, people can say, well, screw them, I'm going to go to this other
Skeeter, let's move company. To number three, I think, on your list of things.
Yeah, which is originally my number one, but okay, so I heard, I wrote it down. So just a little more insight into my position before I start. I heard Mark say just a little while ago that government isn't a profit-seeking entity. And this is the reason why I say government and all types of democracy short of a pure market are immoral, as opposed to you guys who say that government is immoral simply because of the fact they use aggression as a tool.
Okay, so what's the reason you're saying they're immoral?
They're not. So remember I said to you before that they're inefficient at connecting supply and demand. It's the, you could say it another way, is that they're not a profit-seeking entity.
Okay, and what's the reason why they're immoral in your mind?
It's because the game of democracy, in game theory, democracy can be analyzed as a game, right? And I don't mean to trivialize a game. A game is just saying a bunch of actors with incentives and costs and see what happens. Like, you can analyze what happens using, like, rational motives. Like, in a democracy, again, you've probably heard of, like, concentration of benefits and distribution of costs. This is what democracies and, like, representative democracies like republics do. Like, and it's logical, right? This is the logical outcome of when you instill a system of distribution of resources, or at least partly, you know, with taxation.
Well, the logical aspect of government is when there are reverse incentives, as there are with the state, you are going to have people behave in a certain way. But you haven't explained to me why you think that governments are immoral.
Immoral or moral?
I am evolutionary. Ultimately, I'm an evolutionary utilitarian, so my morality stems from evolution. So let me state my principle, my one and only principle that I never rationally violate, unlike you guys with children, right? So,
no, I don't, and I told you I don't.
My only principle is to serve the highest evolutionary being. I know it sounds, and
are you talking about God?
Everyday, no.
The highest evolutionary being, what does that mean?
He's just using a different term for whatever is the highest good for the human race.
This is according to you,
no,
right?
No. Human race is a stepping stone, right? Like AI, for example, might be a better surviving entity in evolution.
Well,
right now
they're not.
So you will serve. Just to clarify, and this is interesting because Skeeter, I don't think you've said this before. Your highest principle is to serve the highest evolutionary being. So presumably if aliens or robots or something else like that comes into the picture, you believe that they are more evolved, you will become their servant.
I mean, that's what I was trying to use a different word than serve, but I will try to maximize. No, I won't necessarily maximize any means to the end, right? But the end itself. So all of those, what you mentioned, were just means to the end, the perfection, right?
The end of perfection. Some people would define that as God, right? Like that humankind is trying to, I know you're saying no, but some people would define that as God, because God is, you know, the perfect. And the idea is that humans are trying to seek that. In fact, we learned recently that Mormons actually believe to some extent, I'm not sure if I can state exactly what their beliefs are, but that they are trying to seek to become as God.
Their own gods.
As I understand it.
Over themselves, but a god on a new planet, and they populated with their wife.
But are you like an atheist or something, Skeeter? Is that why when I say those things, you're kind of recoiling at it?
Yeah, okay. Just like you guys, you can probably see sometimes when you see my atheistic leanings.
Okay, well,
I do deify evolution. I kind of like worship it. I mean, it only makes sense. This is where all our instincts come from. It's where all our morality is given. It's why evolution gave us morality.
How does evolution give us morality if you don't believe in actual morality? There can't be objective morality if you're a utilitarian.
And that is a question we'll have to save for another time with Skeeter, because we want to make sure other people can get on the show. So I understand you have 5 points, Skeeter, but call us another night and get to whatever the other ones were. So
he contradicts himself so often. He calls himself something like a market believer, but he also believes in the government controlling the markets. And
he believes in whatever he thinks is the best.
And that's the thing. The definition of a utilitarian is to not have any principles. So whatever he was trying to explain about his principle, it doesn't even make sense to have one if you're a utilitarian. Just if the definition of the word is kind of what he was trying to say. It's not a principle.
Skeeter's operating on a level way above us.
No, he's not.
He seems like a really confused guy. But, you know, at least we can talk to him without having to hit the dump machine. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.